As the starting quarterback for this season, Brandon Whedon's record dropped to 0-4 after Sunday's loss in Green Bay. Today, head coach Rob Gronkowski named veteran signal caller Jason Campbell the starter for Sunday's matchup against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, good morning. Looking forward to playing Kansas City this week. Outstanding team, very talented team, well coached. I think Andy Reid has done a great job with them this season. You look at their defense, they're one of the tops in the league in a number of categories, points allowed, takeaways, and sacks. Great talent and a great scheme. Defensive line-wise, big and strong there. Dontari Poe is really playing good football. He's a force in there inside, and Holly and Houston on the outside at their backer positions really bring edge pressure and have, you know, some outstanding play there. Derek Johnson's been playing good for a long time, and he's good in all three downs as a run defender and pass defender, a very good football player. And their secondary, it's an outstanding secondary, very solid at all three levels, this team. Brandon Flowers, as we know about, and Barry and Lewis at the safety positions really, really are playing well. Offensively, playing good football, mixing run and pass very well. They're efficient. And give you a lot of different formations and cause some issues from that standpoint. Alex Smith is managing the offense very well. He's a run and pass threat. Jamal Charles is a dynamic player at the running back position as both a receiver and runner. As far as their skill guys, Fasano, Bo, and Avery also give Alex Smith some options down the field. I really think their offensive line is very underrated. It's a very good offensive line. That group has done a great job in blocking both run and pass. Special teams are one of the tops in the league. They have an outstanding core group. And with their kicker, Suckup, and punter, Colquitt, McCluster, and Demps as returners, it's a formidable unit. This will be another great challenge for our team, and we'll be ready and prepared to be at our best this week. I have decided that we'll start Jason Campbell this week. It's a tough decision. I believe that this is in the best interest of the team ultimately and gives us the best chance to win. And I'm excited to see what Jason will do with this opportunity. We'll take questions.
Sure. When did you make the decision?
Monday night.
Was it kind of a bottom line for you? I mean, you said that gives you the best chance to win, but beyond that, what other factors went into it?
Well, I think that, you know, looking at Jason, the things that he brings to the table, his leadership, his experience, he's been productive and been successful in the league. I think that, you know, you look at his arm strength, you look at his mobility and some of those things tie into also from a game plan standpoint what we feel like we need for this game and ultimately giving us the best chance.
Brandon's kind of shakiness, I don't know if that's the right word or not, but just kind of his mental state at this point, is that playing into this decision at all?
It really is about production and ultimately being consistent in that area.
Do you have to make a commitment now to Jason for the season or some number of games? I mean, can you really just go back and forth week after week to each quarterback?
Well, we're going to evaluate it on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, and again, the whole goal is to put the guy out there that gives us the best opportunity to win. Going back and forth isn't ideal, but ultimately, you know, finding the production and the consistency that we need is the goal.
I mean, obviously, Brandon was the number one guy from April throughout everything. How do you decide when that breaking point is, when you keep expecting him to improve, and then all of a sudden, I can't live with this any longer?
Yeah. You know, I think that Brandon has improved. He's worked awfully hard. And, you know, again, it just goes back to production and the combination of what we need to do in this game and from a game plan standpoint and giving us the best opportunity.
So when you saw the film of him last year, I mean, are you surprised that he...
Film of?
Brandon. I mean, where he's at now, I mean, he's surprised that it hasn't gotten better?
Well, I think he has gotten better, as I mentioned. I think he has improved. You know, but we need to, you know, we're looking for the consistency in the production.
Did you meet with both guys?
I did. Well, obviously, Brandon was disappointed, but, you know, he's He's a pro. I expect from him what, you know, all the guys have done in the past and being ready to play. He showed that he's been ready to play, and I'm confident that he will be.
Seems fairly evident that Whedon lost almost all of the support that he had with the fans. How much did that enter into the conversation in terms of how it might have affected Brandon's confidence? And that's one of the things he had to deal with.
That really played no part in the decision at all. Again, I'm committed to doing what I feel is the best and gives us the best chance to win in all cases and all decisions that I make, and this is how I feel about this particular situation.
They have 35 sacks, and there's such a lack of defense. Did that factor into the decision?
Not really. The timing of it was really no factor in it. I think, you know, from a game plan standpoint, I like the things that Jason brings to the table for them.
The team are mobile. Is that we talked about that pass, but do you think he can escape that rush better than Brandon?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into comparisons with those guys, but Jason does have good mobility, and that's one of the things that's a strong point for him.
To what extent did Campbell's play in his most recent long starting shift, 2 years in Oakland,
Well, it gives you a sense that and some documentation and proof that he has been able to be productive and get the job done and win. I've had confidence, as I mentioned before. I have confidence in Jason and have had all along the way. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with this opportunity.
The fourth preseason game in Chicago and Jason not playing in that game, how did it set back your confidence in him at all?
It didn't at all. He was real sick for a couple of days leading up to that game, and it would have been tough for him to play at all. He went on the sideline. He was there in case of an emergency.
You're concerned about how it might play in the locker room. A lot of players might think, well, here we go again.
I'm not. We have a group of guys that are very resilient. They want to win. They want to do everything they can do to win. They recognize that individually, each one of us has to focus on what we need to do and get better. And I expect them to be ready to play. And whoever is playing that position or any position, that they're going to rally behind and play.
When you make that's a pretty big move. Do you address the whole team about it? I think your meeting this morning, do you bring it up, hey, we're making that move?
No, I don't.
And the other day you said you're going to look at every position. Are you making any other lineup changes?
We're adjusting a few things, but nothing major of note.
Are there anybody not practicing today?
Quentin Groves won't practice. Ankle, and we're going to have him looked at. He's a little sore.
How's Billy Wynn coming along? Return and come back?
Yeah, Billy's really close right now.
Do you think you say you don't want to go back and forth at quarterback, but can Wheaton be called on again, you think, mentally in the frame of mind after this?
I believe so. I believe he'll be ready, as he has in the past, and I think that he's shown his mental toughness and will continue to do so, and I have no doubts that he'll be ready.
Do you have a new kickoff returner?
Fozzie Whitaker. He'll return the kicks.
It seemed like he really kind of seized his opportunity Sunday. What did you like about him in that role?
He did. He had some big returns for us. Now, one of the other factors was that we blocked a lot better in this game, and that was a big point of emphasis during the week, and it was an improvement from the week before. And he had the opportunity. He had some return opportunities, and he made the best of them.
Trent Benjamin had a major return last week. I mean, is that something that maybe you might look at? I know you were hesitant to kind of throw him in that situation because of the difference kick and punt, but he showed some production when you threw him in there.
Yeah, we'll continue to find opportunities for Travis in that area as well.
So what about a couple of new guys since the last time we talked to you, Poyer and Timms? What do you see out of them while you bring them in?
Yeah, a couple guys, both of them, that, you know, we had had good ratings on as far as players from our personnel department. And, you know, some guys that are young guys that are developmental type guys, and we'll see how quickly they can get up to speed and help us.
Are you shorthanded at safety with Aubrey injury?
We'll work Poyer there, so that addresses that.
Okay.